You're now tuned in to the Jack Talk Podcast. In association with Bin Hot Records. With the coolest host, Rick. Let's chop it up.
What's going on, people? Jack Talk Podcast. We back in the building. I'm your host, Rick. Follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com, if you want to tap in with me. Also, follow my other podcast that I got with my dog, Seven, called The Popular Nobodies. That's available on all platforms as well. So, you know, tell a friend and tell a friend, man. Tap in. I was been gone for a little minute, but you know, been kind of like on a vacation, but not vacation, you know what I'm saying? For the past like week and a half, 2 weeks, my kids really been like at their grandparents' house, you know what I'm saying? They took their laptops over there so they could do their schoolwork, and they just been chilling. So it's just been me and the wife in the crib, and I've been enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been watching movies, we've been experimenting with movies and shit, and just chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, when the kids is in the house, there's a lot of commotion going on. You know what I'm saying? Not like crazy commotion, but you can tell like it's a lot going on. Like, my son is running around. He might want to play the game. He might want to play basketball. You know what I'm saying? My daughters, they running around, going from room to room, doing their thing and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's just me and the wife. We just, you know, we just kick back, man. You know what I mean? Put our feet up for a little bit. But we're going to go pick them up today or whatever. Probably gonna get a little fight from my son, but I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? This kid, he just calls and says, "Oh, I need clothes. Oh, dad." Like, and when I say calls, I mean literally calls. Like, he'll FaceTime me, "Dad, what's up, big man? What you doing?" "Nothing. Can you bring my scooter?" "All right, big man, I got you." "Dad, what's up? What you doing?" "I'm chilling. Can you bring my clothes?" "All right, big man, I got you." "Dad, what's up? What you doing?" "Watching TV." "Oh, can you bring my sneakers? I want whatever this sneakers." "All right, big man." That's how it be. You know what I'm saying? Like he'll call and tell us what he need, and then we'll bring it over there. You know what I'm saying? And then my daughters would be like, "All right, we're going to go home." My daughters would be like, "Poppy, we're going home today." He'd be like, no. So he bullied them into staying. But they chilling, you know what I'm saying? A couple days ago, you know, the wife was like, "Yo, I miss the kids. You know, let's go grab them and do something with them." So we went and grabbed them up. Went to Top Golf and shit. You know what I'm saying? That was fun. I like Top Golf, man. You know what I'm saying? Top Golf got some good wings and all that. So we went to Top Golf. You know, my son, he trying to, when the dude come around with the little golf cart thing, he picks the balls up. He trying to take the dude out. You know what I'm saying? I'm all right at Top Golf too. Like, anybody want smoke, it is what it is. Like, I'm just the athlete. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so we did that. And then, so on our way from Top Golf, right, I stops at this gas station. I don't even know the name of this joint. There's some hole in the wall, whatever type gas station, right? So I stops at the gas station. I hops out. You know what I'm saying? My wife Pops is with us as well. So we, you know what I'm saying? We chilling. So we hops out. He goes in. He gets something to drink or whatever he buying. And so dude hit him up. Dude hit my wife Pops for like five, six sandwiches, right? Like, "Yo, we about to close. You want these?" And my wife Pops is looking like, I guess, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be rude and tell a nigga, like, "Nah, I'm good." So I'm in the back with my son. He got to do his thing when you take him into a store. Like, just be prepared. Like, he grabbing this, he grabbing that. I'm guiding him, like, "Nah, that's too hard for you." He just grabbing stuff. Cool. Once he got situated, we goes up to the counter. He like, "You want some sandwiches?" So I'm looking around like, "Huh? Like, nah, I'm all right. I just, you know, want this and some gas." All right. He like, "No, it's free. We about to close. I'm not going to eat it." So I'm looking around. I'm like, "Yo, this shit look know what I'm saying? This already a hole in the wall. Like, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool, my nigga. I'm cool. I don't want no sandwiches, but I'm big on respect. You know what I'm saying? So if he had the decency to say, hey, man, I'm closing. You know, you want some sandwiches. I'm not going to, fuck out of here or whatever, whatever. You know, I'd grab them. And even if I'm not going to eat them, of course. But, you know, out of respect, you offered. Okay. You know what I'm saying? This nigga gave me a bag full of sandwiches. Now, mind you, I'm looking at the spot. Like, it is some hole in the wall spot. I don't know when these sandwiches was made, how long ago they were made. They might have even been good sandwiches. They might have been good, but I'm picky. Right? I'm a picky nigga, man. If I see any little thing that's off, I'm not fucking with it. I don't care how hungry I am. Like, if I go to a restaurant and I see something, any little thing, like, if I see something on the table I don't like, I'm going to another table. You know what I'm saying? I'm plastic fork Rick and all that. Like, I don't use restaurant forks and shit. You know what I'm saying? If you follow me on Instagram, you know every time I'm out, plastic forks is on deck. I'm very picky. I've gotten to the restaurant and thought my wife had forks on. She didn't. I've left the restaurant. Like, look, this is what I want. Order this for me. I'll be right back. And I'll go get, you know what I'm saying, forks. You know? So I'm looking around. I'm like, damn, this thing gave me a bag full of fucking sandwiches, yo. I'm like, yo, I wish I would have seen, like, you know what I'm saying, a homeless person or something like that to give it to. But it was late, you know what I mean? And wasn't nobody out, you know what I mean? But that shit was crazy. I was just like, nah, yo. You know, I'm cool. But, you know, it was the offer and the thought, you know what I mean? So we did that. What else been going on, man? I've been watching a couple movies on Netflix, yo. And you know, I'm a movie type nigga, man. Like, I like movies, you know what I'm saying? On my desk as we speak right now, and I'm recording this, I got Sugar Hill, which I'm going to change when I'm done recording this, because, you know, every couple of days or like every other week, I put a different classic movie on my desk. You know what I'm saying? That's just my thing. Ever since I got this desk a few months back, I've been doing it. So as we speak right now, I got Sugar Hill on the desk. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm done recording, I'm going to put another movie there. That's just me, right? Me and the wife, like I said, we've been watching a lot of movies, and my wife been picking up some good movies. You know what I mean? I've been telling her, like, yo, you know, pick a movie, and we've been watching some good movies and shit. But what is it about these Netflix movies that them shits would be good as shit all the way through, but they end fucked up? Like, is that a thing? Like, seriously, I need to know, is that a thing? Like, the movie would be good. I'm intrigued. I'm paying attention. All that whole movie, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? What's going on? Oh, shit. Like, good movie. And then it'll just end dumb as shit. It's like, y'all did all that good writing, but you just couldn't get across the finish line. I don't understand that shit. I don't understand it. Why is that a thing? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like movies that don't end well. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of movies, when it comes to like good versus bad, you know what I'm saying? Let the bad win sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not an evil nigga or nothing like that, but like in life, you know, niggas get away with a lot of shit. Why is it in the movies that niggas don't be getting away with nothing? You know what I'm saying? In real life, people get away with crime all the time, yo, but not in the movies. Like, they need to change that rhetoric. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people get away with stuff, man. But, you know, they ain't making movies like that. They ain't making movies like that no more anyway. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of movies, I watched this movie called Tijuana Jackson last night. I had seen the previews, you know, when they first started releasing them. I seen the previews prior to seeing listening to the Drink Champs with Wallow and Gilly the Kid, right? I seen the previews before I listened to that. I've been seeing the previews for that movie for a couple of weeks. And after listening to the Drink Champs interview, and they were saying, like, yo, that shit is like kind of Wallow's story. And then I watched the movie last night, me and the wife. I'm like, wow, that shit really is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Like, you know, the dude that made it, the dude from 40 Year Old Virgin and a couple other movies. Y'all seen him around. It's called Tijuana Jackson. If you're familiar on with Wallow267 on Instagram, and he does the $1 Million Worth of Game podcast with Gilly the Kid, look him up, man. You know, he did 20 years in jail. He came out and he got busy, which is a fucking motivation. You know what I'm saying? That is just pure motivation. Like, he did 20 years in jail. He got out. He started his Instagram thing, and he hit the ground running. I salute him, and I look up to that inspiration. You know what I'm saying? But that movie is damn sure bait. I don't care. If this dude say that he don't know who Wallow is, that nigga's lying, because that's like Wallow's life, yo. You know what I'm saying? And if I was Wallow, which they did say on Drink Champs, like, they working some shit out, like some movie shit out or whatever the case, but I'll put that nigga on blast. Fuck all that. I'm putting him on blast. Nigga, don't support this. He bit my shit. He wrote my life. You know what I'm saying? Of course, he's going to add his own twist to it. But this is my life. This is my story. Don't support it. I'll go on a campaign. That's just me. I'll go on a campaign. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I'll go on a campaign. And it's just crazy. Like, it's all good with being inspired. You know what I'm saying? But, like, to take somebody's shit blatantly and do your own thing to it, that's craziness to me. You know what I'm saying? You can see something and be inspired by it. But come on, man. You know what I mean? Don't just blatantly say, yo, this mine, jack nigga shit, and do it before nigga could do it. You know what I'm saying? His ways of getting somebody's, you know, being inspired by something you saw and then, you know, putting your twist to it and just using that inspiration, you know what I'm saying? Without jacking a nigga shit, you know? What else is going on, man? I see another big headline is, Bronny James, you know what I'm saying? He got caught on camera smoking some bud or whatever. You know, me personally, I ain't take it as a big deal. You know what I mean? What is he, like 16, 17 years old? I'm not advocating that he smokes. You know, I'm just saying, like, we all can't sit here and act like at 16 and 17 years old, everybody was just upstanding citizens, huh? Y'all niggas wasn't stealing. People wasn't smoking, drinking, doing drugs, whatever your vice was at 16, 17 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's perfect. I think people need to chill out. You know what I'm saying? Clearly, I don't think he meant for that video to get out. He probably was sending that video to one of his mans or just recording himself. I don't know what he was doing. But, you know, for a fact, it wasn't like he wanted it to get out. Everybody like, yo, you're LeBron James' son. Man, so what? You know what I'm saying? So what if it's LeBron James' son, Michael Jordan's son, or President fucking Obama's kids? Who cares? At the end of the day, these people that y'all got on this statue and on this pedestal, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, or whoever else, to us, they're that. To their kids, they're just dad. Nothing more, nothing less. Like, Bronny James don't walk in the house and be like, oh my God, LeBron James, fucking greatest basketball player in the world. No, he be like, what's up, pops? And probably keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? That's just his dad. So y'all be putting all this stuff into it. Like, oh my God, LeBron James' son and this, that. Yo, man, he made a mistake. It is what it is, man. Y'all wasn't perfect when y'all was his age either. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, we have to stop thinking that we know these people's lives, because we don't. You know what I'm saying? This little nigga could have been smoking since he was 15 years old. LeBron could have knew he smoked. LeBron might smoke. You know what I'm saying? You think the NBA is going to shut down just because LeBron smoked? Like, come on, man. Niggas smoke in the NBA, man. When it's off season and shit like that, people smoke, man. You know? Come on, man. You think that these dudes grew up in the hood and just left there, like, all that shit just stayed back now? Oh my God, these dudes are just athletes. They're just 100% pure, clean athletes. Like, yo, these niggas be smoking, drinking, and doing whatever the fuck they want to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, they're not going to put that image out to the public, but, like, come on, yo. They're regular people. They come from certain environments. They was doing shit while they was in college, and they was doing shit after college. Just because you don't see it don't mean they don't do it. You know what I'm saying? And, okay, you seen Bronny James smoking weed. Okay, his pops probably know he smoked. You know what I'm saying? His pops probably going to be mad. Like, yo, you should, like, you got to be more careful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing, but you got to be more careful because you got eyes on you. You're my son, and, you know, people are projecting you to go to the league too. But he probably ain't even that hot. He probably more mad that, nigga, I told you not to be around people you don't trust or just be out and about with this shit. Because at the end of the day, you got to let your kids grow up and experience things and make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Word. That's just my take on that shit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Again, like I said, I'm not advocating for it, but, you know, it is what it is, man. Word. Fuck, when I was at, I don't smoke like that. When I was, I know that nigga ain't smoking like how I was smoking when I was his age. You know what I'm saying? And I used to play ball and shit, like, and I used to smoke heavy. You know what I'm saying? I don't smoke and shit like that no more, you know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is, man. What else was going on? I seen something. Oh, you know what? I grabbed my son. Me and the wife, we got our kids some bikes, right? So, we grabbed my son a bike. Boom, brought it to him. He hyped. Got him a little Hot Wheels bike. You know what I'm saying? He's burning it up over there at his grandparents' house with the bike. Burning it up. You know what I'm saying? So we got the kids, my daughter's a bike, you know what I'm saying? But the store only had one bike. I went there. Now they said limited stock when I was on the website. So as I go and I'm walking to the bike section, I see a dude coming out with a bike, right? I'm like literally coming out the aisle. I'm walking in the aisle, he coming out the aisle. It was literally two bikes that I went there to get, and he grabbed one of them shits. I was tight. I'm like, ain't this some shit? Nobody has bikes. No stores have bikes. If you notice, like, at least where I'm at, Target, Walmart, you know what I'm saying? Dick's, like, it's just like no bikes type shit. You know what I'm saying? You know. So anyway, he walks out with the bike. I just look at him. I'm like, damn. So I call the wife. She in the car. I'm like, look, they got one. You want to get this one? And then we try another store to go and get the other one. She like, all right, cool. Let's get it. Because, you know, you never know. I get that bike. Right. So I call another store. They got it. This shit 35 minutes away. I'm like, yo, I'm going to go get it right now. Mind you, this shit was already like 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8:30. I'm like, yo, I'm going to go get it because, for one, I want them to have their bike on the same day, because I know once they get out of school, like do their classes for the day, they're going to want to jump on the bike. They're going to want to ride. And I don't want them to have one bike, because when I get off from fucking work and then I go and get the bike, like that's going to be basically all day of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, they don't need to share a bike. You know what I'm saying? They got the bike. I'm going to go drive to get the bike. You know what I'm saying? So I drove, I got the bike, and then, you know, on my way to work, I just dropped it off over there for her, so she good. Once my daughter got done with her schoolwork for the day, she can get the bike. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, like, as parents, we do wild shit for our kids. You know what I mean? Like, I did not necessarily have to. I could have said, look, y'all just share that bike until I get off from work and I could go pick the other one up. But I'm the type of person that is like, let me just do that shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just do that shit now. You know, like I said, on Instagram, I put up a picture of my son. There was this Travis Pastrana. Like, my son's in the dirt bikes crazy. Like, we watch X Games and shit a lot. We usually watch some X Games and like dirt bikes and shit before he goes to bed. He likes to do that. But he so there was this Travis Pastrana little dirt bike, come with the Travis Pastrana doll, like a little racing doll, and a dirt and a you know, small dirt bike and shit. So I seen that shit at Walmart, right? This was this Christmas that just passed. So I seen this shit at Walmart. I got hype. I'm like, yo, oh, word, that is lit. I'm about to get two of these joints for him. I'm going to get one for him, and I'm going to get one for me. You know what I'm saying? Or did I say I was going to get three? Two for him and so he could race them, and then one for me to put on my desk, which I'm still going to get the one for me. I just haven't yet. But anyway, so I said, okay. And then I say, well, you know what? I think this was like 2 days before. I think this was like 2 days or maybe a day. Nah, this was like, it had to be like 2 days before me and the wife Christmas shop, right? Go Christmas shopping for the kids. Cause that's like a whole event within itself. Us just going Christmas shopping is crazy. Which is my most fun time of the year. I like Christmas shopping and going to the malls and shit. That's what I like to do. But so I said, you know what? Ain't no point in me getting it right now. We're about to come back and go Christmas shopping. So I'll grab it as we trying to grab their list. Of course, the shit sold out crazy, right? Mind you, this was like a day. I think we was finishing up Christmas shopping and we had like another day because it'd be like a 2 day thing. You know what I'm saying? Like we'll go around and then we'll get whatever and then we'll figure out what we didn't get and then where they at and then we'll go the next day type shit. I don't know. It's weird. But however it happened, they didn't have it, right? So I'm calling around because me being the biggest kid in the house, I want him to have this shit so bad that I was calling around stores and it was a store like 40 minutes away. They had it and they had one. This was on Christmas Eve. I say, yo, I'm going to get it. I got off from work. I shot to the store. All right, I bought it. You know what I'm saying? So it's waiting for me. I got off from work. I jumped on the highway, 40 minutes there, 40 minutes back. I get the toy. Right? Tell me why that toy is got a fucking half. I don't know where the man at. And the fucking handlebars is broke. How he broke the handlebars, I don't know. He got literally one handlebar on the damn dirt bike. I'm like, man, this is crazy, yo. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, I did a lot for this toy because I not only did I go to every store that we was going to, I was fucking searching and asking for the toy. I was then calling stores. Then I found a store. Then I drove 40 minutes to that store. And that shit is broke right now. And I know for a fact he didn't even play with that shit that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen him play with it, but not, I don't know how it got broke. Like, he literally just opened up some cars like 2-3 weeks ago that he's never opened from Christmas. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how this toy got broke, but as parents, we do shit like this. All my people out there, you know, you go above and beyond for your kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh shit. Well, damn, that's only over there. It's an hour and a half away. Man, fuck it. I'm on the road. That's just how I am. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I am. So yeah, man. You know, it's all fun though. PS5 is coming out. I'm trying to get lit with the PS5, man. You know, I be talking my shit. I'm not the biggest game. I will admit, though, I'm not the biggest gamer in the world. Actually, when I get finished with this, I'm going to go upstairs and probably fuck around with some Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to download, I think they got Street Fighter for free online right now. I'm going to download that shit and maybe fuck around with some Uncharted a little bit. But yeah, I'm not the biggest game. I've never been, you know. I got 2K. I haven't even grabbed 2K21 yet because I got 2K20 and I probably played it a handful of times. You know what I'm saying? Since I had that shit for, I played 2K20 probably less than 20 times. You know what I'm saying? And I'm probably still going to get 2K. I probably get 2K21 for the PS5. But my whole thing with the PS5 is like, I want to grab that shit. And now this is a new console. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, all right, certain shit, like I said, I'm not a big gamer. So on PS4 is like, plus I like games like Motocross and you know what I'm saying? I fuck with 2K. Don't get me wrong. I'm not big on Madden, but 2K, Motocross, GTA, you know what I'm saying? Mortal Kombat, Forza, shit like that, I'm into. You know what I'm saying? The Madden and the 2K, like, I know some people that just get the games just for Madden. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got Spider-Man for my kids. That shit was fire. You know, and that's the thing. I got a bunch of games, too. I just don't play none of them. So, yeah, I'm going for the PS5, man. And I'm probably going to go for the one with the disc. I was thinking, but then again, I might not. I might not, because I just told the wife upstairs, I'm like, yo, when I get the PS5, I'm gonna probably get the one without the disc, just go digital. You know what I'm saying? But the only thing with that is like, I don't want to have to start deleting games. You know what I'm saying? Deleting games to put games on it. Now, if they have some shit, or I got to buy an external, you know what I'm saying? I think you could buy an external joint to put on there. I don't know. But then I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to get the PS5, because then, you know, when I want to play something from PS4, I could just throw it in there. But then I'm like, well, I got PS4, which I was going to put in my son's room. And if I want to play that, I'll just play that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to put the PS4. I don't have to go backwards like that. So who knows, man? You know what I'm saying? When I go upstairs or whatever, I'm going to look into it some more. As far as the Xbox, man. Like I said, I got PS4 and I got the Xbox One. I'm not too big on getting the new Xbox. I probably get that shit, you know what I mean, way later. Like, I'm a PlayStation nigga, so I'm definitely want to get the PS5 because it's a new console and everybody got to learn this shit. So I want to get the PS5 so I can be, oh, Call of Duty's out. Okay, cool. Let me jump on it and let me go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to be a gamer, not a super OD gamer, because I got other shit going on that I'm trying to get into. But I want to get sufficient enough to, when niggas come across my gaming tag, they know like, oh, all right, he cool. He getting busy. You know what I'm saying? I want to get my weight up like that. You know, but, you know, like I said, the new Xbox, I'll probably just get that later on down the line whenever. I'm not rushing to get that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I got Xbox One with a bunch of games, so I ain't really big on the Xbox, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. Oh, before I get up out of here, right? What is it? Was it yesterday? No, day before yesterday night. You know what I'm saying? I go downstairs, get something to drink. And get my headphones so I could charge them for work. So this had to be Thursday night. So I go downstairs, right, get my headphones so I could charge them for work and shit, download my podcast or whatever. So I was pressing the button on the fucking headphone, on my headphones, and I kept pressing it to see if it was on or if it had, like, charge or whatever, and I fucked around and called the cops. So when I'm coming upstairs, my wife is like, yo, what's that? Who's talking? You hear somebody say, hello, sir, you there? Hello, hello, sir, you there? Hello. And I'm like, dang, it ain't the TV. So I go to my phone and shit. I'm like, hello? They was like, yes, 911, what is your emergency? I done fucked around and called the cops on myself. Yo, I done fucked around and called the cops on myself, man. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, officer. I just was messing around with the Bluetooth on my headphone, and it must have called you guys by mistake. So she's like, all right, you sure there's no emergency? I'm like, yeah. She's like, can you verify your address? I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, have a good night. You know what I'm saying? So I hangs up with them and shit. My wife's like, yeah, they'll be here soon. Yeah, B. So probably like 15 minutes later, I get a knock on the door. I look at the camera. I come downstairs and shit. It's the cops and shit. He's like, hey, man, you know, we just want to make sure everything was all right. I'm like, yeah, I just accidentally, you know, Bluetooth. When I was messing with my headphones and my Bluetooth, I called you. He's like, all right, cool, no problem. You know what I mean? Dip. But I felt like that was funny as shit, because I was like, Lord, please don't come here crazy. Like, don't come here thinking, like, you know what I'm saying? I was just in here bugging out. Now we trying to cover it up. Like, that's what I didn't want. You know what I'm saying? So that was that. But that's it, man. You know, I just wanted to tap in. You dig? Rick TV. Follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Tap in with me on email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow and subscribe to the popular Nobody's Podcast with me and my dog, Seven. We be on there bugging. You know what I mean? That over there, we bug out. Here, it's more me just, you know, coming and chopping it up. Over there, we cracking jokes. We talking about a whole bunch of, you know, news and pop culture or whatever is going on. You know what I'm saying? Here is more laid back. I'm just chopping it up. You know what I mean? Telling some stories. You know, just talking. But check us out, man. And on that note, I'm out.